back to All Bases Covered, the podcast where two friends chat beauty and buy things so you don't have to.
Oh, I was perfect.
Thanks.
I loved it. How was your week?
Pretty good. I feel like I just spoke to you. It went really fast. Maybe it was because I was literally just working, cleaning, real estating.
Mm, yeah, the time-space continuum changes when you're selling a house.
Yeah.
Mm. It goes very quickly because all next thing you know, it'll be your auction.
Yeah, the days are long and the years are fast, as they say with a newborn.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, I think so.
Lisa and I have both just come from our Botox appointments.
Hell yeah. I almost got blinded.
No, you didn't. Let's not slander Amy.
I had the most random injection pain ever. Like, it doesn't really hurt me. Mm. And my eyes were watering and I was like... Please, I don't want another one. I'll be asymmetrical. And she was like, ah, ha, 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 stab.
Good joke, Lisa.
Thank you. It fucking throbbed the whole way home and now I've forgotten about it. So that's fine. But I bet you I'll be bruised tomorrow. And Alex is also bruising.
I have some great bruises of hearing.
Do you normally bruise?
I usually get one or two. Usually in my forehead though, where I've got less fat.
Yeah, you've got a couple of darker marks there.
Amazing.
Now. Beautiful. I think one's
a pimple. Maybe it's a blemish.
Oh, it's fine. You're fine. Nothing is there then.
Very unfortunate blemish.
I think that the only thing I absorbed this week was Met Gala content.
Why was it everywhere all week?
But also, why was Met Gala definitely not 12 months ago? Was it delayed because of COVID or something? I refuse to believe that that was a year ago.
Do you want me to Google it? Maybe it was delayed because of COVID. Met Gala 2021?
Yeah, Met Gala 2021 date.
Mm.
Because if it's been 12 months, that's scary.
Mm. You're on the money there. 14th of September.
Oh, yes.
How good are you?
Well, yeah, I guess I am. Yeah. How's my time-space continuum?
On point, yep, clearly.
It's going. Interesting. Okay, well, that makes me feel better because I was like, wow, time has really flown.
That's the tea on that.
Did you have any favourite beauty looks?
I thought Vanessa Hudgens looked hot with a W.
I don't think I did. Oh. I think I thought she looked grey.
Oh, did you?
Maybe.
Good content. Oh, she looks fierce.
No, I thought she looked grey. I think I kind of get it. I just thought she looked super sallow. I get the look, but her face.
Yeah, okay, I can see what you're saying in that picture, yes.
She looks like Pukey Boy from The Simpsons.
There was another photo where she definitely looked less sallow. The very cool-toned eye makeup doesn't help, but gosh, I thought that her overall look was very fierce.
Yeah, the overall look was fierce and the shape of the eyeshadow was incredible.
Oh, it was so nice. That, very swooped downward inner corner that gave her, extreme
lift
and emotion in the eye.
You know who else had that eye shape? Is it Megan Thee Stallion or
Megan Thee Stallion? I think it's Megan.
I feel like her thing's just like the stallion, so I never know. Anyway, she had, there's a photo of her looking slightly down and the eyeshadow shape is just like whoosh, right up. And it's incredible. Maud Apatow looked beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she did look beautiful. But then I saw a friend of ours, Alana, post that she posted a series of It's Giving.
Yes.
And she said It's Giving when you catch your reflection when you're in the shower and you've got wet shampoo hair. And I was like,
you can't unsee it.
That's actually how I look. I mean, obviously not nearly that beautiful.
Yeah. She's just so pretty.
Wait, am I thinking of the right look?
Yeah, absolutely. She had the pin curls and then the deep, whiny lip.
Yeah.
I was also obsessed with Emma Chamberlain, of course.
Yeah, but she was wearing the same eye makeup look.
Yeah.
Different colours, but same look.
Yes. They're doing that halo eye on her a lot. But she has very downturned eyes. And so I think that look it's like smoky, bedroomy, playing with the downturned eyes, but not making her look like... Do you know what? They could have really gone with the downturned eyes because of the era. They could have made her like Betty Boop.
Yes. 100%. Yeah, they could have made her look less hot and more era appropriate, but she was never going to do
that.
But
no, Yeah, and the thing is, some of them, I saw someone post that Maud Apatow was maybe too, just like to the era, like where was the like modern, you know,
the modernness.
And I felt the same actually about Billie Eilish.
Same.
Everyone's like, she slayed, she understands the genre. And I'm like, yeah, but she looks like she went on a fucking ball, like a costume ball. Like, make something
more modern.
Cool about it. Yeah. Do that, like, full bodice and then wear it with, like, a pant or something. Just don't, I don't know, I didn't, I wasn't for it.
I wasn't for it either. I felt it was a bit too of the era.
Yeah. Yeah. She just looked like a Bridgerton extra.
Yes. Obviously, Kim Kardashian looked incredible, as everyone keeps talking about. However, I could not get past her poorly peroxided hair. And I feel this isn't the first time I've complained about Kim Kardashian's poorly peroxided hair on this podcast before either. It just was inconsistently bleached. And it looked yellow in some lights, in some patches, and quite very cool toned and grey. And it just looked like it was a slapdash job. And then they went, shit, we've fried your hair so much, we're going to have to put it in a slick bun because it's not going to do anything else we want.
Mm.
I know it was a look, but the finer details missed the mark for me on that.
Yeah. Emma Chamberlain did a flash dye job and hers looked even, but hers did look dry.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I also noticed as a general rule that it was all very matte skin, wasn't it? Matte, matte, matte. And it I liked it.
Is that, except for Hailey Baldwin, Hailey Bieber, my apologies. Is that because of the
era
and the red carpet as well? Like the lights, the camera, the flashes.
I just felt things were more powdery looking.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Yeah. Do you know what I loved about the Met Gala? All of the hot men. Incredible fashionable males who walked the red carpet and absolutely looked incredible in their takes on different like period suits.
Yes.
So good.
I was supposed to go to bed, but instead I watched every single Vogue interview, red carpet interview.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow.
Show
Jack
me.
Jack Harlow is a sexy man. He wore the brown suit.
Mm. There were just a lot of sexy men.
A lot of sexy men. The guy that plays Elvis.
Yes, so
Jesus
sexy.
Fucking Christ. He's so hottie. So beautiful. I'm trying to think, what's he off?
Do you know who else was hot? The guy who came from Euphoria.
Oh, yeah. The like 7 foot something guy. Yeah.
Fuck, he's hot.
He still has a slight hunch that says like, I'm 7 foot. Then I'm like, stand up. But
yeah.
Stand up, you're beautiful. But yeah, and he had like glitter pants.
Yeah.
But in no way, and it would have been okay if he looked femme. Like if Harry Styles wore that, he would have looked femme and it would have been cool. But he's somehow in sequence did not look femme in the slightest.
It's because he's so masculine and hot.
So big. Anyway, moving on. I'm distracted. This week, we also saw some new launches.
Yep.
GoTo have finally launched their...
A Hyaluronic.
Hyaluronic, which must have been in the works since the brand started, surely, or very short thereafter.
Surely. Also, just so impressed by their excellent planning, of course, to drop their prices, raise their prices on the 1st of May and then launch this on the 3rd. It was like, we're going to get as many sales as we can because we've notified people that things will be going up on the 1st of May. Oops, the launch you've all been waiting for is here. That's and you're so all going to buy again.
That's so true.
They were just completely fucking with us. Did it not sell out on Mecca instantly?
Did it?
I think it did, or it hadn't launched on Mecca yet and it has that thing where it's there but it says out of stock. Because I went to buy it the day it launched and it said out of stock and I assumed they launched on Mecca the same day they launched. Maybe not. So I bought it from the GoTo website and we will review it when it arrives.
So interesting that we, the Hyaluronic Queens and the GoTo supporters, did not receive this item in PR.
I'm not even
mad. I'm just disappointed.
Sad.
We'll just use our cold hard cash to review it for you.
Yep.
Speaking of Hyaluronics as well, in PR we received the most fabulous, and speaking of PR, the most fabulous PR package for Laneige's new Blue Hyaluronic range, which we will review for you next week, but it's launched, like, let's talk about it briefly now because it launched, I think, the 27th. So, like, new in news.
I think it hit Adore Beauty and Sephora yesterday, though.
Okay, well, yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll talk about it. We've only both tried this, like, one serum twice, so we have no opinion yet, but all we can say is the packaging is bloody excellent.
The packaging is so tactile
mm.
and I love it. And I love the fact that the serum is a 50 mil and the price point is still on point for a 30 mil. And it has that little notifier thing on the back that goes red when your serum starts to run out. And that is beautiful.
I want to do the thing that people do where they wind up their eyeliner all the way and then they realize you can't wind it down and you're like, you're an idiot. I want to pump out all the serum just to see it go red and then be like, it does work.
Perfect. I can't wait for it to go red so that I can then time how many days it takes before I actually run out. Like when you do that with your fuel on your car, like, it says I'm at zero. How far will I go? Except I would never do it with my car, but I'll definitely do it with my serum. Yeah.
I either would never do it with my car or I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm refueling until I get to the petrol station near home. Let's go. It's like I very rarely get there, but if I get close, I've got full belief that I can get all the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also in beauty news this week, an unfortunate.
Ulta did a terrible thing. Someone at Ulta did a terrible thing. They sent out an email with the headline, Come Hang with Kate Spade, which is incredibly, incredibly...
because kind of missed the mark.
Because of the way that Kate Spade died. Anyway, who or why or how is there only one or two people checking that before it goes? And why did no one click? Like, surely you'd think that in a company like Ulta, there would be more than five people laying their eyes on a subject line before it goes live. No? Even like, you'd think that two people, one of them might go, oh.
You would think so. I just hope for their sake that there wasn't someone who saw it and let it go through and then had to deal with the ramifications. Like, whoever sent it, if they sent it on their own,
yeah.
Godspeed.
Yes.
But if you had someone check it and that person who checked it approved it, you're getting the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And their email just had to be like, we're sorry. Like, you can't really do much about that, can you?
No. They came out with a statement and said, well, look, obviously we sent an email featuring Kate Spade New York and their fragrances, and it was a very insensitive choice of words that was used, and we are very, very sorry. We have the utmost respect for Kate Spade, the brand, and the joy that it brings to the beauty and fashion industries, and at Ulta our teams are human, and this was truly an error with no intent to do harm, which I completely agree with.
Yeah.
They said, we're keenly aware that May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and mental health is very serious and an important issue in this country and not something that we would ever take lightly. We are working internally to ensure something like this will never happen again. To the Spade family and to our Kate Spade brand partners, we're deeply sorry. And to our guests, we apologize for this upsetting mistake. Simply put, this is below our standards. Thank you for understanding. We will strive to do better.
Yeah, I guess that's all you can do.
Anyway, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Phan?
Yeah.
Tell me, please.
So this is courtesy of Estee Lauder. Michelle Phan appears to have joined some sort of cult or be on some kind of like ayahuasca situation.
I saw something about her aligning her like head and her heart or something. I don't know.
Oh. Well, her heart's not in a good place or her head. Anyway, she was posting stories and these were screenshotted from Estee Lauder.
Mm.
I healed a man who was in a wheelchair for years.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
He's not only walking now, but dancing with joy. I saw angels.
She's saying that she did this?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I saw angels. I experienced complete bliss and joy that I've never experienced in my life. One more note. This meditation retreat is not one of those relaxing spa ones. Oh, my God. She's definitely just done some weird fucking drugs.
Yeah.
My friends think I'm relaxing and chilling. Nah, bro. I'm working. I'm clocking in 4 hours of sleep every day, waking up at 3 a.m. to meditate for 5 hours straight. No breaks, not even for bathroom.
How do you not fall asleep? I'm sorry. After 4 hours and then you go into 5 hours of meditation. That's just 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, true. Then we eat. We learn science for 2 hours, then we meditate again. Actually,
she's saying
mediate, but I think that she's just on drugs. Then break and then mediate again. It's work.
She actually might be saying mediate, and this could be.
But the first bit is meditation.
Yeah, true.
And then mediate.
We all
and
showed
somewhere
up
in this. She healed a dude in a wheelchair. Very confusing. For those who don't know, Michelle Phan's like the OG beauty YouTuber. She has her own brand. It's just very weird. Like, I don't think she's very sort of non-controversial. She's really stayed out of the newer wave beauty controversy. And so this is batshit.
It's going off on Reddit. And I'm just reading a comment of someone being like, what happened to her? Honestly, it's so weird how easily manipulated she is into these sorts of transformative experiences. First that sex cult she had to backtrack from, and now this.
Whoa, oh. Mr. Drama. Okay, the comments on the Estée Lauder thread is good. Mediating is very hard work, especially if you've never studied law. And then someone goes, but guys, she learns science.
For 2 hours a day, yeah.
This is so weird. She's so enlightened. She's forgotten how to spell meditate. Anyway.
I haven't watched Michelle Phan in a long time. I googled the doctor she's referencing and he sounds like a nutcase. There I said it. Apparently, according to his story, he healed himself by visualizing his vertebrae healing and reconstructed his spine in his mind. I wish I was making that up, but I'm not. I feel... people are just saying she's getting stranger and stranger every year.
Mm.
A lot of people saying that they won't purchase from M Cosmetics in the future.
Anyway. Also, Refice launched a skin product. Not skincare, but it's a product skin that goes on your skin.
Yeah, yeah, like a base product. Yeah. Yeah.
It is Skin Finish. It's a water-based powder that leaves your skin looking like skin. A natural finish that smooths skin, reduces shine, and holds your makeup in place all day. It's like a blot powder, really fine powder, and it comes in two shades, like a translucent and then one that still looks quite white, but is obviously a slightly tinted translucent for deeper skin tones.
They did bronzers last year or early this year. So yeah, that feels, I guess, like a logical next step in the complexion category.
Yep. And then again in new launches, Chloe Morello did a big freaking brand tease.
Yeah. Sireni? Sireni. Sireni.
Oh, Sireni. Sireni.
Sireni. It could be Sireni. Who knows?
Oh, God.
Conscious Beauty for the Modern Muse coming soon. And then someone had commented on her picture being like, how did you make your skin so flawless? And then she said, I will show you in 1 week with love heart eyes.
Yeah.
So it's definitely coming. I mean, it makes a lot of sense now as to why she moved to America. She wasn't moving to America to become an influencer.
Maybe she was still.
Maybe, but also because she probably is getting the products produced in America.
Maybe.
There's a lot of factories.
Let's hope that the products she produces are better than tracksuit pants with halo.
Oh.
Face halo patches on them.
Let's hope. Do you think it's going to be beauty or do you think it's going to be skincare?
I think it's going to be skin-focused makeup.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so
it'll be like
glossier makeup.
Yeah, I think it'll be like a cream concealer and like a skin tint or something.
Mm-hmm. Which, as we now know, very investment heavy to launch with complexion products.
Mm.
So that will be interesting if she does.
Yeah, that's a very valid point.
Shall we move on from beauty news?
Let's.
Dang, these products are so good. What's the deal?
Okay, tell us about your beauty fave.
My beauty fave is a beauty fave and a RIP.
Oh.
It's been discontinued for yonks and it's probably
and you've just
toxic
run out.
Waste at this point. No, I'm still going strong. It's the Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizer Original Formula.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Been discontinued, like, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
At least. The thing I find with it is that it's really beautiful to just slap on and not give you too much coverage, but it is a really reliable wear.
Hmm.
I feel like a lot of the time with sheer coverage, it's like I'm not going to use that for a night out or a long day because like by the end of the
it'll
day, it won't
gone.
Be enough.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I can use that with like a bit of concealer over the top for special occasions and it will still look really good by the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I love that about it.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
And didn't we try the remake of it and said that the longevity was poor as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
and
I
also
remember.
It was more matte, like it just didn't have the same luminosity. But I do remember
yeah.
when I was still using the Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizer most days, we tried that ColourPop Tinted Moisturizer and I remember really liking it. So I think I need to go find the ColourPop.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
To moisturizer and see if I like it again.
I think Loz has all three of them. I think we'd bought three.
I reckon I might have the Tinted Moisturizer somewhere from Colourpop.
Do you? We bought a few.
Okay.
I remember her definitely having it at some point.
Yeah. So I'm going to try it again and see if I was just being kind then, or if that can be my
replacement.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your beauty fave?
You're never going to guess what my beauty fave is. I'm not going to make you.
Okay.
This week, I purchased the Esme Skin Minerals Probiotic Skin Milk.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's that. Oh, I didn't purchase it this week. It arrived on my doorstep this week from Sephora. I love the Aesthetics RX Hyaluronic. And I know this isn't a hyaluronic, but I knew I was going to purchase the go-to hyaluronic the moment it came. So I purchased the Esme Skin Minerals and Esme Milk.
So that it could hydrate you.
Yes.
Yep.
And now I feel that I am on Serum Cloud 9 because not only do I have the go-to coming, it's obviously not here yet, but that'll be my pure hyaluronic.
Mm.
I've then got my Esme, which is like, it's got a bit of hyaluronic in it, but then it's also like a probiotic, calming, nice, nourishing serum. And then the new Laneige one has hyaluronic and probiotics in it.
Oh.
And I feel like I've just hit the jackpot.
My God, you'll never be more hydrated and microbiome-y in your life.
I know. Lucky me.
Lucky you.
What's your non-beauty fave this week?
My non-beauty fave is a good one. I think everyone's going to enjoy this. It is The Local Project.
Yeah.
The YouTube channel. So my YouTube did that wonderful thing where it like taps into whatever you're doing.
I think it's because of me. I've been watching them on YouTube because work.
When did you start?
A couple of weeks ago.
Okay, maybe. Or it could be I get their TikTok. Like I follow them on TikTok and I follow them on Instagram. But I had never seen them on YouTube, didn't know they had one.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like whenever I finish watching a season on Netflix, my YouTube is randomly like Bridgerton things. Videos.
And oh, I'm mine
like,
did that with The Handmaid's Tale. It was yes. All I got was like teasers and spoilers yes. of the and next season.
And it's only
season.
Ever once you finish it. It's never during. So I think maybe my phone did the thing where it looked at what I was doing on other apps. Anyway, a really good thing to watch while you're working. It's like if you like Architectural Digest
it's
videos.
It's so soft.
You'll love it, except it's great because they're all Australian or New Zealand.
Have you watched The Japanese House? I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so nice.
Yeah, I have. It's just stunning. And then it makes me be like, I hate my beautiful home. Oh. Why is it not architecturally designed and made of like eco-sustainable things with wood panels everywhere? And
I know. It's a real trap.
Yeah. Makes you hate everything.
Because you decide that all you want in your life is like a very, very, very custom home, but you're not creative enough to design that yourself. So you need to pay someone $1 million to make it for you.
I still couldn't build it even if I was creative enough. It's just a real slap in the face. Yeah. But it's like one of those things that's like, I could never think about this, but like seeing it be done is so wonderful.
Yeah.
Such a good show. I mean, such good watching. And there's so many videos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's your non-beauty fave?
My non-beauty fave this week is another podcast. I know I've been coming in hot with podcast recommendations. It's the No Filter episode run by Mamma Mia with Mia Friedman and Sophie Keisha, aka the old young...
The Young Mummy.
Young Mummy, is that what she was?
Mm.
Yummy Mummy? Young Mummy. Yeah, cool. I didn't know because I haven't been following her since I worked at Priceline because I found her a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
So like, I felt like... Our personalities, like, we're chalk and cheese. We didn't get along.
I know for a fact that our personalities are chalk and cheese.
But. Well, I listened to this podcast episode because they'd spoken about it on Mamma Mia very briefly and said that the hook was, like, she had a labiaplasty. And then she ended her marriage because she fell in love with a woman.
Yeah.
And then she talks about her... I don't want to call it a sexual awakening, but her realization that she was bi and then the journey into some very toxic relationships that she had over the course of lockdown and a number of years until she eventually ended up with her now fiance or wife. I can't remember whether they're married. Mm. She seemed extraordinarily normal, very down to earth, not annoying to listen to.
Mm.
And she opened up like very vulnerably about topics like you know, her sex life and the fact that she, you know, went through some really difficult mental health periods. And trigger warning, she does talk about self-harm. So if you're absolutely not able to handle that, then don't listen to the episode, please. But yeah, gosh, it was such a raw, good interview. And I loved it.
Interesting. I'll listen to it 100%. I do think, so her on Survivor, obviously didn't watch Australian Survivor because hashtag boycott, hashtag the worst. apparently her on Survivor, she cracked it because she got a bad edit. And then the people I know that know her relatively well, I think people have played, you know, footy with her and stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, she's from Melbourne. Yeah.
Well, like, she didn't get a bad edit. That is what she's like. And I think that she'd be one of those people that you either like her or you don't. And you probably can simultaneously do both at once. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think she's a bit up herself and she knows that she's hot shit, but like, she is hot shit. Like, she's done really well for herself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think she's one of those people that's probably just like quite easy to dislike, but then also quite like there's features about it that are quite likable. So I will listen to that.
Potentially also what I liked about it is maybe that she does have that like optics that she is top shit. And I felt like listening to her be so vulnerable brought her down a few pegs to normality's level in my mind as well. Like, it humanized her a lot. And maybe that was a really strategic move, but she's launched a new book. So it was part of the press tour, not a way to humanize her.
Yeah, well, you might buy a book if you don't hate her.
My other non-beauty fave was American Survivor, not Australian Survivor. It was US Survivor, the most recent episode.
Which won't be the most recent episode when this goes up. The second most recent episode. The one with the Epic Tribal Council. For those that don't know or watch American Survivor, firstly, what the fuck are you doing? Secondly, the most recent two seasons were filmed back to back. So within, like, I think a week of each other. And I'm pretty sure they were filmed either end of 2021 or early 2020. Sorry.
End of 2020.
End of 2020, early 2021.
Yeah.
And the last season aired probably about 6 months ago. And it was a bit more easy to kind of remember that it was happening just after the Black Lives Matter movement. The seasons are very different now because they have a quota on the number of BIPOC people that they have in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all like a new woke survivor.
Not only that, the game is acting very differently in the most two recent seasons than it has in the past. Things are moving a lot faster. There's a lot less food. The challenges are harder. There's a lot more curveballs. So they're not playing a game of Survivor where they're comfortable, not that they're ever comfortable, but their guards are definitely like up because anything could happen at any point.
Yes, there's lots of new like advantages and twists and the game is shorter as well. So it's just totally different. And me and Alex have discussed that the first time you watch a new Survivor season, whether it's an all new cast, it's always hard to watch. You know, you always want a fans versus favorites or a heroes versus villains or something. So the last season was a whole new cast, a whole new game. And then there was this whole undertone the whole way through about Black Lives Matters. And it was amazing. I cried like every tribal council. It was magnificent. And then this season,
they also made it more inclusive from a gender diversity standpoint as well. Like there was a lot more. Well, Jeff started the season by saying, are you guys comfortable with me calling you guys anymore? Like I've always said, hey, guys, or come on in, guys. And that changed as of last season because of the feedback that that wasn't inclusive language. So, I mean, not that that's like, you know, a big whoop to American Survivor, but
it's a huge slogan. It would be like changing that in this game fire represents your life vibe.
Yes.
Which would be unfortunate because I will get that tattooed on me at some point. Too large. Anyway, so last season we had a new cast, a new game, new undertones, everything.
Yeah.
And then this season, most of the twists that played last season are like being played out differently and people are getting the advantages differently. And me and Alex at the end of every week, we're like, oh my God, it's so interesting how this is playing out different to last week, last season, even though they're only a week apart. And then what Alex is referring to, this most recent episode, they had this breakthrough tribal council where they looked at the jury and there was two black people on it. And then the two black people on the tribe were like, fuck this, look what's happening. We know this isn't a deliberate act, but like we need to talk about it. They had this big talk about race and the same thing that happened in the season before it happened, even though none of those people know each other, it hadn't aired, no one knew anything. And it was just incredible to see the same thing happen, but then the season be so different. Oh my God, it was just the best.
It gave me chills.
Yes.
And seeing Jeff sitting there knowing.
Yes.
And he's known the whole time. And he like comes, he does little cutaways, the, you know, this season being like last season, you know, we put a hidden immunity idol here and yes. no one found it. And so we're going to put it in the exact same spot this season and see yes. if someone finds it. Someone finds it.
Yes.
Amazing. And yeah, he obviously can't say anything to them like, oh, hey, we just had this conversation 6 months ago mm. on the last tribal when we did this. It was just the fact that it was the same point in the game, the fact that they were sending two people home, it was going to be two black people yes. because it was actually, I mean, spoiler alert, it was actually going to be, and they all changed the course of history in the exact same way.
Oh my God, it was incredible. It was incredible. I loved it.
Also, I'm just so interested to see how the remainder of the season will play out now, because now that they've called it out,
mm.
no one's, and you know, it's like the conversation can't stop at tribal, but the conversation yes. will stop at tribal because they can't go back to camp and keep talking about yes. the fact that they don't want to feel like they're being, you know,
biased.
Yeah. Racist. Biased or exactly racist yeah. or voted out because they're black, because the point has been made now.
Yeah.
And it's like, then you have to take the race out of it and make a decision at a human level. But that's what arguably some may have already been. Anyway, it's just.
It's amazing to see how.
Incredible conversations about culture yes. in like in that are operating in a vacuum.
Yes, yeah. yes. And then it was so interesting seeing whatever that big massive guy is being like, whoa, I'm not racist.
Yes, and they and were like, being this like, isn't about your feelings. Point.
But also they were actually good. They weren't
they
saying.
They articulated it so yes, well. They
weren't, like, we're like, we know. Whereas yep. I would have been like, I didn't fucking ask whether you are or not. Like, it's not your opinion whether you're racist or not. But then
correct.
Also, the other chick that's not Tori, the other blonde one that's a little bit more mature, I forget her name. Yeah. She was such a good ally.
She was.
She just listened and she was like, I totally understand where you're coming from. And she made me want to cry because I was like, you're the people we need, not Jonathan. There we go. I remembered his name. Not Jonathan, who's like, I'm not a racist. It's like, I know you don't think you are, but like, look at you voting all the black people out by accident, you know?
Also, I was very impressed. Sorry to everyone who doesn't want to listen to Survivor. I was very impressed with the fact that Jonathan, who has admitted himself that he hasn't got the best social game and he does definitely struggle to keep up with some like conversations that are happening and like yeah. the nuance in emotion within conversation. Like he tells people to stop talking over him and getting emotional and it's like, you were just overwhelmed, mm. sir. Mm. So it was good of him to absorb quick enough the information. Yeah, yeah. Like we're hearing you saying that you're not being a racist and then like not keep talking
yeah,
over
shut
them.
Up. Yeah, that's yeah. very true. I also thought it was amazing and a real reflection of everyday life where Marianne yeah. said, now that this point has been brought up,
yeah.
I'm playing my idol. There's no way I'm not playing my idol, because if I don't, I'll be kept because people don't want to be seen as racist now. Yeah. And I'm not staying in this game
yeah.
on the back of that. And I was like, fuck.
That was a good move by her.
It was a good move by her. And it's something that I like didn't really think about. And it's something that probably would apply to their everyday life. Just being like,
I don't want to
get this because yeah. I'm black.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just beautiful. I loved it.
It was a great
freaking game. And people don't get it. Like, they're like, why do you like Survivor so much? It's like, I'm not being like, I love Married at First Sight. It is the most wonderful game. It's like a study of psychology. It's incredible. With like fun, hot, weird people. And Jeff
Probst.
So
many weird people. Americans have so much more tolerance for weird people as well. Like, I'm like, why have you not voted them off? They're
Marianne is so annoying. But thank God. I'm like, if they had voted Marianne off because she's annoying, and fair enough,
yes.
she's fucking annoying and has been annoying since day one, then we might not have had that beautiful moment where she stood up and was wonderfully eloquent. And I'm thinking this bitch is just like
annoying,
a silly little toddler in an adult's body. Yeah. But she comes out and she's like,
she really rose to the occasion.
It was the best.
Anyway, now that we've spoken about Survivor at length, what's your snack?
Just took it to my veins!
My snack this week is the... Oh, I went to my thumb too long and now I can't...
type.
It's the Kewpie Salad Dressing Roasted Sesame.
Roasted I know what it looks like. Sesame. It's in like a... Yeah, like a dick-shaped...
yeah.
Bottle.
Whoa, didn't say it, but now I do.
Yeah. Gold top.
Unfortunately, this is not gluten-free because it has like wheat soy sauce in it.
Does.
So annoying when things do that. I'm like, just use tamari for the love of God.
Or just use gluten-free soy sauce. It doesn't need the gluten.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But yeah, it is so yummy. We've almost finished a whole bottle just in two dinners. Like, so four meals.
That's a lot.
It's very small.
Sure.
It's only 210 mil.
Oh, that is small. Smaller than a cleanser.
And it's not like a squeezy tube. It's a pour. So you've really got to drizzle.
Mm.
If you literally want to, like, microwave broccoli and then drizzle this on top,
perfect
meal. Put it on rice, a perfect meal. Put it on any crispy, crunchy, like, cucumbers and radishes, a perfect meal. It's like vinegary, mayonnaise-y, mustardy, roasty, toasty sesame. It's fucking awesome.
Yum.
It's so good. It makes anything feel like a sort of meal that you bought from, like, a poke shop or, like, a Japanese shop.
Yeah.
Probably has heaps of MSG. It just has that beautiful savoury.
It absolutely does. I think Kewpie Mayo all has heaps of MSG in it because it's so, so delicious.
It's the sustenance of my life. What's your snack?
My snack this week is grilled chips because no one can go past the rosemary and salt sprinkle.
Oh, really? Okay. Ah,
yes.
Okay.
Also, they're always a well-cooked chip.
Yeah. That's why I like my local charcoal chicken because they take it to the end, you know? They're like really uniformly golden brown. I don't want a Red Rooster soggy chip.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. And something about them, the fact that even though they are thick like a wedge, they are thin like a fry.
Oh my God. It does tick two boxes.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what schnitz chips do as well.
Except schnitz chips are too crummy, bready for me.
Interesting. They give me, we don't need, we know every time one
of course.
Knows when I say
they give me yeah, we know.
Diarrhea. Yeah. And intense stomach cramps.
Yeah.
There's too much onion seasoning
on
there.
Oh, there's so much onion. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I had one of those. I almost sent it to you last night, but I didn't want to be a bother. Never a bother. We DoorDashed because Adrian had spent 2 hours on the phone to Telstra and I got stuck in a traffic jam on the way home from work. Yeah. And I was like, we're going to get grilled. We're going to get it on DoorDash. It's going to be great. Anyway, long story short, the DoorDash driver picked up our order, never marked it as picked up. We called grilled and we're like, yo, has our order ever been picked up? Because, like, it's been ages. And they were like, oh yeah, it got picked up a while ago. He's probably going to rock up in like 10 minutes. And, you know, if he doesn't call us back. 10 minutes later, I didn't rock up. We called Grill. We had to then reorder, drive up there, pick up our order because we didn't trust drivers after that. Trust issues. Anyway, once we got home, we realized that he'd said that he'd picked up the order, was sitting at his house in Wantirna eating it. And I almost sent it to, I've got his address screenshotted. I almost sent it to you being like, Lisa, please knock on this man's door and say, this is my order.
No way.
Yes way. He was on the other side of, he was in Wantirna, not Wantirna South. So it was a bit far.
I was like, would have done it. And if I was at Brenton's parents, I absolutely would have done it.
Yeah. Because I was like, Adrian's like, oh, he's in Wantirna. He must have got lost. He must be coming back. And then I was like,
I wouldn't want my meal after he's gone from the Eastland to Wantirna.
Of course we wouldn't.
Where is your grilled?
We went to Churnside Park.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Churnside Park.
He deserves that soggy dinner.
I think he ate it on the way home. He never like had marked that he'd picked it up. And then I think he must have done an oopsie. And pressed a button on his way out of the car with his hands full of our grilled order. And then I could see his little house, his little location.
I'm going to go.
His name was Donghua. We're going to get him.
Watch out, Dongy boy.
Yeah.
You eat it, you cop it.
Grilled thief.
What? Like, I don't know what I should do. Like, what's like a good punishment that lets him know, you know? I know.
I've got a good idea. Okay. What's your idea?
Mine is to take a poo on a burger bun. Take a poo on a burger bun, but it needs to be like a solid, and then just put the bun on the door.
I was thinking,
or dog poo. Dog poo's good too.
I was thinking we could tack his car tire with one of the little like grilled tokens, like the local Mattis tokens on the end of it. So it's like a little
that feels
calling card.
Like that's a crime. That one.
What the poo does.
No.
But also, like, not only have I annoyed you by tacking your tires, I've ruined your livelihood.
Yeah. How are you going to drive someone else's burger home now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. I have never used DoorDash. I don't even know if they serve. Yeah.
It's what...
Do they service my area or do they just take it to Wantirna and eat it?
No, it's what Churnside Park Grilled uses when you order it through their app. And they must pass it to DoorDash.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Very
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, this has been a chaotic end to the episode.
It has. No poos and buns.
No poos and buns. All right. I'll
Thank
chat
you for
to
listening.
You.
No mini ep this week.
No mini ep this week. We're going on vacation. Episodes.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week with a full ep and a Laneige mini ep.
Yep. Chat to you again. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.